I'm original from Congo, DRC, and this is my 5th year in USA. I'm planning to apply for citizen. Our first house, it was an old house. You may see like it's gonna collapse today. That the way it was. So the children, when they read, they said, that is our house. This is America with a such house. No, let's go back to our house in Windhoek. Then they were crying. We said, no, take it easy. This is the beginning. We never know. That was my first day in the USA. I remember at my first work, they made me to be shy. Whenever you speak something, they will repeat it in a way like to make fun of you. Sometimes they will ask me, what do you say? I'm gonna write it down for them. I write it down, oh, okay, okay. And others, although even if you write it down, they start laughing at you. I said, what about me? I can speak English, but they are teasing me because of my accent. What about those who don't speak English? I like Pittsburgh. I consider it like that my village, my country. That Pittsburgh people, they are friendly. You know, when I came in USA, whenever I was in the bus, people used to greet me, hi, hi, hi. So, you know, the fact that people are greeting you, you feel like, oh, I'm also considered. You feel good and you feel at home. In Pittsburgh, they consider refugees and immigrants, they are welcome. It's not like in other cities. In other states, we used to hear from our friends that, oh, yeah, they don't consider refugees. They don't even look for us jobs. But here, it's so different. Something which I have done and I feel proud of it is first the education of my children. My children, they go to school, they are bright and smart at school. And whenever you go, even if you are not going to school, but in the road you see people, oh, you have beautiful children, they are respectful. So that one, it gives me hope of a bright future of my children. So it's something which I'm happy and proud of it. And I know that USA is a country of opportunities with the way I raise them, the way they are, they will have a bright future. My firstborn, she wants to become a doctor. And my second born, she granted what a scholarship for a private school. She want to become a teacher. Then my boy, who's 12 years old, is just changing. All those years he used to say, I'll become an astronaut. Now, surprisingly, last year he told me that I want to become a soccer player. So we'll see. Maybe because he's still young, does not know yet what he will become. I was schooling at the college in my country. I did not complete due to the persecution. Then in Namibia, I got a scholarship. They wanted to empower women in the refugee camp. Then I was among those three refugees who granted a scholarship to the University of Namibia. And I did education, even home, back home I did education. Then I didn't complete due to the resettlement. I have been resettled to USA. So now my dream is to complete my tertiary study.